علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood and messengerhood, and we are focusing currently on the idea or on the reasonings behind the coming of the prophets and messengers on earth. We're basing our discussions on the first sermon at the moment, inshallah, until we go through other discussions in the coming sections. We are currently discussing about why messengers came, why Allah sent these messengers. One of them, of course, was the fact that the people had forgotten the covenant, or rather the prescription that God had placed on their shoulders. That was one. Another thing that we discussed was that Imam Ali alayhi salam says that there was a lot of disunity. And one of the factors of disunity was that وَأَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ يَوْمَئِذٍ مِلَلٌ مُتَفَرِّقَ. People had become groups of different thinking. People were divided because they had different ideologies, different worldviews, and therefore they separated in that sense. They had a completely different culture. There was no uniting culture that could unite all of them. So that uniting culture was not existing, unfortunately. Yes, it's okay for every community to have its own type of culture, but there should be a general culture that unites all the human beings together. But that was not happening at that time. وَأَهْوَاءٌ مُنْتَشِرَ. And the other problem was that the ideals, the desires, or rather those the aims and objectives of the community were different. Inshallah, we'll come in the next segment. We'll explain about this properly.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about the reasons why messengers and prophets came. And Imam Ali alayhi salam tells us one of the reasons was that وَأَهْوَاءٌ مُنْتَشِرَ, that at that time, people had different aims and objectives. Now, this can be interpreted in two different ways. One of the ways is that we say that people in general were divided into, for example, in one community, were divided into castes and classes. So you can see the lower class, their aims and objectives would be just to, you know, get something on their table. Their concern is that we need to buy food, we need to buy clothes, we need to do this. I mean, just the basic needs, you see. That was one group. Another group of people, their aims and objectives were how they can, you know, just you know, earn more and more in this world. You know, how much they can enjoy different types of pleasures. This was a higher group, let's say. How can they? There was the middle class, and the middle class, their aims and objectives and their whims and their longing was, how can they, you know, climb the ladder of progress and maybe one day become the rich class and the higher class? So this was, you can see the society was divided into different groups, each group having their own aims and objectives, their own longings, their own, you know, you can say their own types of desires of what they want to achieve in life. This is one very important interpretation, and in fact it's something that we see that in this world of today also we find that. And that is why there is a great thirst amongst the people, that there has to be a savior to come and save us from this. That why is the world like this? Why have all these blockades happened in this world, that people are divided into classes? In those days, of course, the caste system, for instance, was a very, you can say, evil example, one of the worst examples you could have of this type of division. And you'll see sometimes some people in the world, even today, in some parts of India, are ready to, you know, observe these systems that are completely destructive towards the society in general. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says this is one of the dangers that the people were facing. And this was something that was extremely unbearable because it was stopping the society to grow. This classification, this division, these barriers, these boundaries that did not allow, that were such boundaries that did not allow one group to enter another group, that one group could not even think about, for example, getting a wonderful education or a good house or something that would be, you know, a good thing that in their life. They just couldn't think about it. And this was a plague that needed to be sorted out very quickly.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. So we say that one of the reasons that Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about here is wa ahwa'un muntashira, the reasons why messengers came. People were divided into groups, into classes, into castes within the society, and all of them had different aims and objectives, and they couldn't mingle with one another in a good way. For example, when we had the feudal system, there were those feudal lords, okay, in the olden system before the coming of the capitalism and the coming of communism. There was a feudal system. And this feudal system, you had those lords, those who, you know, had the land, and they were the serfs, they were the tenants who used to stay on that land. And there was no way that class system could be broken in a way that, you know, those lower class people could come up. They just couldn't aim for something higher. You see, this was a problem. And today also we have it, but in an unwritten way. In the capitalistic system, it's like that. Those that earn the capital have all the freedom to hope for the best, to achieve whatever they want in this world, while those who are poor, they can't even think about it. They can't even, you know, dream about it. Even if they dream, it's like they are told, you know, just keep quiet and turn away. Anyways, this is one example. This is one interpretation of this. The other interpretation of wa ahwa'un muntashira is that the world was divided in such a way, the people of the world, that there were a few, aims and objectives. There were a few poles in the world, and everyone and each group were longing for a direction in that pole. There was a polarization, basically. There were, for example, three, four major, you can say, powers which had that final say regarding where the society goes. Inshallah, we'll discuss about this. What does it mean? What this polarization meant, and how these four, five poles that existed would define the aims and objectives of those communities, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه